From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listeners, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, in English program. Hopefully, you are so fine and still have spirit to listen our program today. And for these 60 minutes ahead, we would like to accompany you with various segments that cannot only entertain you, but also educate as well as inform you our several beneficial information and entertainment such as news, commentary, and also other self-information, as well as Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with news. So stay tuned with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Rahmawati. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Jokowi says ecosystem to support switch to electric vehicles. Indonesia begins clinical trials of homegrown COVID-19 candidate vaccine. Now, the news in details. The Indonesian President Joko Widodo has said he is confident that the development of an electric vehicle ecosystem could encourage people to switch from conventional oil-fueled vehicles. The president briefly observed a demonstration of the battery charging process of an electric motorcycle at the launch event of the electric vehicle ecosystem at the MT Haryono gas station in Jakarta on Tuesday. The president stressed that expanding the electric vehicle ecosystem will support the government's efforts toward achieving the target of 29% carbon emission reduction by 2030 and net zero emissions or carbon neutrality by 2060. Next, we have Indonesian researchers who recently began phase 1 clinical trials of a domestically produced COVID-19 candidate vaccine, a development that may bring the country closer to producing its first homegrown coronavirus jab. Airlangga University and partner PT Biotis Pharmaceuticals, which have developed the candidate vaccine under Merah Putih Vaccine, I should say Merah Putih Initiative, claim that if the clinical trials are successful, the vaccine may be mass-produced by July or August this year. The effort to produce a homegrown vaccine started in the early days of the pandemic as the country sought to achieve vaccine self-sufficiency amid an international scramble for scarce supplies. The Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi called for close cooperation for dealing with human trafficking while leading an international meeting in Paris recently. The Foreign Minister's meeting of the Bali Process Steering Group, or SGMM, was initiated by Retno Marsudi, the Foreign Ministry said in a written statement. According to the Foreign Ministry, the meeting also discussed the significance of reviving and revitalizing the Bali Process, the plan to commemorate 20 years of the Bali Process this year, and the plan to hold the 8th Bali Process Ministerial Conference at the end of 2022. Minister Retno further said all the steps to be taken will hopefully strengthen the Bali Process to thwart human smuggling, human trafficking, and other transnational crimes. Now we move to the international news. About 60 people have died after an explosion at a makeshift gold mine in a village in southwest Burkina Faso. The blast happened in a market at the gold mining site when dynamite stored there caught fire. Dozens of injured people have been evacuated to the nearest hospital. An investigation was opened into Monday's incident after the regional prosecutor visited the scene near the town of Gawa, One person has been arrested and is being held for questioning. Burkina Faso is one of the Africa's biggest gold producers, with many mines run by international firms, as well as informal ones without little oversight or regulation. Next, we have global oil prices, which soared to nearly $100 a barrel amid growing fears over a possible Russian invasion of Ukraine. On the New York Mercantile Exchange, West Texas Intermediate, crude for March delivery rose by 1.4% to finish at $92.35 a barrel on Tuesday. West Texas Intermediate crude was trading at $96 at one point, up 5% from a day ago. Oil and gas price hikes came after Russia formally recognized the independence of two Moscow-backed breakaway regions in eastern Ukraine and ordered troops into the region. Foreign Minister Chung Eung held separate bilateral talks with his Swedish and Bulgarian counterparts in Paris to discuss ways to promote relations between their nations. Minister Chung from South Korea met with Swedish Foreign Minister Ann Linde and Bulgarian Foreign Minister Theodora Genchovska on Tuesday on the sidelines of the Indo-Pacific Ministerial Forum. According to Seoul's Foreign Ministry, Chung and Linde agreed to strengthen cooperation in the areas of information technology, science, and startups. The last news comes from the U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, who said on Tuesday he had canceled a meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov planned for Thursday after Moscow's recognition of two separatist regions in Ukraine as independent entities. Blinken said he had agreed to meet with Lavrov, his counterpart, only if Russia did not invade Ukraine. Washington had consulted with allies on the decision to cancel the talks scheduled to take place in Europe before informing Lavrov in a letter on Tuesday. Next, we present you Diplomatic Corner entitled Ambassador Muhammad Prakosa hands over a credential letter to Italian President Sergio Mattarella.
Voice of Indonesia.
Diplomatic Corner for today highlights Ambassador Muhammad Prakosa hands over a credential letter to Italian President Sergio Mattarella. Listeners, Indonesian Ambassador to Italy Muhammad Prakosa handed over a credential letter to Italian President Sergio Mattarella at the Italian Presidential Palace, Palazzo del Quirinale in Rome, Italy, Friday. The Indonesian Embassy, Rome, in its statement received in Jakarta on Monday, stated that Ambassador Muhammad Prakosa served as Ambassador to Italy, Malta, Cyprus, and San Marino, as well as several international organizations such as Food and Agriculture Organization, International Fund for Agricultural Development, World Food Program, and International Institute for the Unification of Private Law. During the handover ceremony, Ambassador Prakosa conveyed his greetings for Indonesian President Joko Widodo and all Indonesian people to President Sergio Mattarella and all Italian people. Ambassador Prakosa also congratulated the inauguration of President Sergio Mattarella for the second time in early February 2022. Moreover, Ambassador Prakosa conveyed his commitment to continuously improve bilateral relations between Indonesia and Italy in all fields and expand the diversification of trade, investment, and tourism relations. Furthermore, he also wants to improve the quality of protection of Indonesian citizens by strengthening relations with Italian authorities. Ambassador Prakosa also explains the theme of the Indonesian G20 presidency, namely, Recover Together, Recover Stronger, with three priority issues: global health architecture, digital transformation and sustainable energy transition. Meanwhile, Italian President Sergio Mattarella stated that he was very impressed by the diversity and harmony of religious communities in Indonesia. He also said that Indonesia and Italy have good economic and trade relations. President Mattarella further stated that Italy is ready and open to always support lots of efforts to strengthen relations of both countries in all fields. That's Diplomatic Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, the Diplomatic Corner from Voice of Indonesia ends the news from Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. This is Voice of Indonesia with Today in History. We begin with an event on February 23, 1941, when plutonium was identified and produced for the first time. Plutonium is a chemical element in the periodic table that has the symbol Pu and atomic number 94. It is a rare transuranium radioactive element and is an actinide metal with a silvery white appearance. Plutonium identification was successfully carried out by a team led by Dr. Glenn Seaborg. This element was chemically identified by firing uranium with deuterons on February 23, 1941. Moving on to an event on February 21, 1947, when the International Organization for Standardization, or ISO, was founded. The International Organization for Standardization, or abbreviated as ISO, is an international standard-setting body consisting of representatives from the national standardization bodies of each member country. Founded on February 23, 1947, ISO sets the world's industrial and commercial standards. ISO is an international non-profit organization which was originally formed to create and introduce international standardization for anything. Standards that we already know include standards for types of photographic film, size of telephone cards, bank ATM cards, size and thickness of paper, and others. In setting a standard, they invite representative members from 130 countries to sit on the technical committees, subcommittees, and working groups. We end today in history with an event on February 23, 1955, the first meeting of the Southeast Asian Defense Pact, or SEATO. The Southeast Asia Treaty Organization, or SEATO, is an international organization for collective defense signed on September 8, 1954 in Manila, the Philippines. The formal institution of SEATO was established at a meeting of treaty partners in Bangkok on February 23, 1955. This organization was established to block the further development of communism in Southeast Asia. The organization's headquarters are located in Bangkok, Thailand. SEATO was disbanded on June 30, 1977. Well, listener, that was Today in History from Voice of Indonesia.
Bila sudah tak mungkin hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku. Kasih, biarlah cintaku melayang jauh. Rasa cinta yang ada, rasa cinta jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya kaulah satu harapan.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. For this segment, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati and Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio explained the results of the first Finance Ministers and Central Bank Governors or FMCBG meeting with some international organizations virtually on Friday. In a press release, Sri Mulyani explained that the first FMCBG discussed six priority agendas, namely global economy and health, international financial architecture, financial sector issues, sustainable finance, international infrastructure, and taxation. Sri Mulyani explained that on the first day, there was a high-level seminar joined by world figures to discuss strengthening the global health architecture in facing the COVID-19 pandemic. Until now, Sri added, many countries' economies were badly affected and not yet recovering. On the second day, there were some issues, namely sustainable finance, climate crisis, infrastructure, and international taxation. Special vortex was discussed in an agreement involving two pillars, namely taxation in the digital sector and global minimum taxation. Further, Sri Mulyani said the participants also discussed the condition of poor and developing countries stuck in debt. Therefore, a global cooperation from the creditor was needed to give the space for these countries so that they can recover. In the same press release, Bank Indonesia Governor Peri Warjio said the international monetary system was also an important discussion. It was mainly related to the plan and anticipation of the policy normalization in developed countries. The meeting participants agreed some commitments, such as the need to support macro stability and global finance. G20 was committed to implement a normalization that was properly calibrated, planned, and communicated. This was important so that the policy normalization by developed countries will have minimum impact on global finance market conditions. The other issues being discussed were a more varied currency in trade and investment, a global finance sector reform. Referring to the G20 roadmap, the participants were committed to further strengthen and expand payment digitalization, as well as to promote an easy, fast, and cheap transaction. This was aimed to increase retail trade development financial inclusion and to support the micro, small, medium enterprises, especially for women and youth. The first finance ministers and central bank governors meeting also supported the Financial Action Task Force as a global standardization agency to prevent and fight money laundering, terrorist funding, and proliferation funding.
Thank you. mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo防ぎましょう. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao, yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni, yi de kou zhao bao hu wo.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus, cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, after listening Indonesian song, it is the right time for us to present next segment that talk about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people. And here is Indonesian Wonder.
Samosir has a number of interesting natural attractions, one of which is the Efrata waterfall with a height about 20 meters. The location of the Efrata waterfall is about 186 kilometers from the center of Medan City. Even though it is relatively far, this waterfall offers beauty with a stretch of water falling so swiftly and widely. Efrata waterfall is close to Tele Tower and Lake Toba. Therefore, it's no wonder that many local and foreign visitors, when stopping by at Tele and Lake Toba, also stop at the waterfall. This waterfall is also known as Sampuran Efrata, which means the most beautiful and holy garden. Efrata waterfall with a green area and flanked by hills makes every visitor who comes be fascinated by its natural beauty. To arrive at the waterfall, visitor must first walk about 100 meters from the parking lot. During the trip, visitors will be greeted with a fast and green rice fields. So many people take pictures here before arriving at the waterfall. During the harvest season, the panoramic views of the yellow rice will spoil the eyes of every visitor. You can see large logs that are around the location of the waterfall, which is so charming. Right under the waterfall, there are large and small stones. To enter the Efrata waterfall, visitors will be charged a relatively cheap retribution fee. Motorcycles and car parking fees will be charged 2,000 rupiah per unit, while an entrance ticket is 8,000 rupiah per person. If you want to visit the waterfall, please obey the set health protocols by wearing a mask, keeping a minimum distance of 1 meter, using a hand sanitizer and washing your hands diligently, and ensuring your normal body temperature is below 37.5 degrees Celsius.
saat kau berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh kaya tersita pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Siapakah dirimu? Hatiku ingin tahu segera. Dimanakah rumahmu? Siapakah namamu? Sebutkanlah, ku ingin berkenalan. Terimalah salamku. Gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara. Hati yang berdua pada pandangan pertama. Oh Tuhan, tolonglah. Aku cinta, aku cinta dia. Di saat kau berjalan di muka rumahku, penuh kaya tersipu pandanganku, hingga ku terpesona. Oh gayamu dan wajahmu terbawa dalam mimpi diriku di mabuk asmara.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello listener, welcome back to Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. Today's topic is about lingkungan rumah, or neighborhood. Stay tuned. Listen to the conversation about biaya hidup sama murahnya, which means the living cost is cheap as well. This conversation is between Kevin and Boris. Boris is Kevin's new neighbor. Boris compares living costs in the old and new place.
menurutmu bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini?
Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan biaya hidup di tempat yang lama.
Having listened to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word 2 times and you can repeat after me. Biaya, biaya, which means cost. Biaya hidup, which means living cost. Di sini, which means here. Di tempat lama, which means in the old place. Sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. In the dialogue, you listen to a sentence, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. In the sentence, there is a phrase sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as. In the Indonesian language, the phrase sama murahnya, which means as cheap as, is used to express similarity. Sama murahnya dengan, which means as cheap as, is followed by a comparing object. For example, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. To respond the similarity expression, you can add the prefix se followed by an adjective. Here are the other examples. Menurutmu bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Menurutmu bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Which means, what do you think about the living cost in this new place? Biaya hidup di sini semurah di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini semurah di tempat lama. Which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place. Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini? Which means, what do you think about the living cost in this new place? Biaya hidup di sini semahal di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini semahal di tempat lama. Which means the living cost here is as expensive as in the old place. When using the similarity expression, Indonesian people also often use the expression sama seperti, which means like. So, the sentence biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is as cheap as in the old place, can be replaced by biaya hidup di sini sama seperti di tempat lama. Biaya hidup di sini sama seperti di tempat lama, which means the living cost here is like in the old place. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Menurutmu, bagaimana biaya hidup di tempat yang baru ini?
Biaya hidup di sini sama murahnya dengan biaya hidup di tempat yang lama.
Listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma, sampai jumpa!
sudah tak mungkin. Hasrat cinta menyatu, walau rasa itu masih ada, bahkan telah jadi bagian dalam hidupku. Jangan coba tanyakan ketulusan cinta ini, hanya engkaulah satu harapan dan juga satu tujuan dalam hidupku.
Listener, you are still with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. And listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about Indonesian music. Hopefully, it can also entertain you. Here is Music Corner.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I would like to present a song from East Java entitled Lindri. The song Lindri was composed by Ki Hadi Sukatno.
It is Tembang Dolanan, or the song which is sung in a game of children. The lyrics narrate someone who has rice and coconut pulp to eat, but they keep being grateful. The song Lindri has a message to always be grateful for what they obtain. Well, listener, here is the song Lindri by Mus Mulyadi. Happy listening!
Voice of Indonesia.
kum lagu nang tunjungan. Re ayo re rame rame bebarengan. Ca ayo ca sepo gelem melu aku. Ca ayo ca golek kenalan ca ayu. Ngalon itu liwat toko mubah moto masih omong nyenggal-nyenggol hati leko. Sopo ngerti nasib awak lagi muncul. Kenal anak esing toto rujak cingul. Pikir ben podo kakue sangu. Cok dipikir angger kelem melu aku. Mangan tahu cok dicampur nganggo timun. Malam minggu kaapi digowong lamun.
Listener, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. Thank you for your kind attention, for listening our English program. And don't go anywhere and keep listening for our another program. So stay with us on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency shortwave 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listener, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, Instagram voice.of.indonesia, Twitter at voindonesia, and our email address voi@voinews.id.